Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Senator Rich Taylor about the return of Iowa's legislative session.
We haven't seen the session come back for, or this is the first time since, mid-March since we've seen the session be in session, I should say. So what have you been kind of working on since the stoppage of the legislative session?
Most of it, emails with people having problems. Some of it, you know, because they're now unemployed, some of them were sick, some of them thought they might be sick and couldn't seem to get tested. So I've been staying just pretty darn busy. I probably get somewhere in the neighborhood of about 100 emails a day. One day I remember I just thought, well, I'm just going to count and see what I've got, because it was an extremely busy day. And I had 303. So it's staying pretty busy. Actually, it's a lot busier right now than it generally is when we're in full session.
Right, for sure. This has been quite the interesting time, you know, as our folks here in Southeast Iowa are trying to find ways to conquer and to deal with this virus. You know, you've tried to stay as busy as possible, try to keep on top with everything. And yeah, it's been crazy, but it's you know, it's good to hear that people are at least reaching out to senators, representatives at this time.
Yeah, and I'm happy that they are too, and you know, and I'd like to, you know, remind everybody, if I don't get to your email the day that you send it, I will get to it. It's just sometimes you're just overwhelmed and there's just more than you can possibly do in a day. But I get back and I answer them all, so don't give up. And if you don't hear from me in a while, figure something must have went wrong, or must have went into spam, maybe send me another one.
So I know, obviously, coming back to session, it's going to be a lot different feeling than when we last continued it and had it going on in March. So coming back, what's sort of the bigger focus that's going to be had at this return to session?
Of course, probably the biggest focus will be the budget, because the numbers are way down from where we expected them to be. So I know there's going to have to be some creative thinking with the budget. But we do have some stimulus money that, you know, came from that Congress passed that CARES Act. And so we've got some funding there to take care of some of this too. So, but budget will be a big thing. But I'm hoping that that's not the primary focus. I'm hoping that we go the primary focus, go right back to work the day that we left, and take up all the bills that were before us and give them all a fair hearing, give them all a chance. Of course, a lot of people will be disappointed because their bill will pass for one reason or another, but I'd like them to be disappointed because we looked at it and couldn't get enough agreement to pass it, rather than we just said, well, that's not very important, that'll wait until next year. I'm hoping that we don't do that.
So I know, you know, as we continue, the biggest kind of talking point right now is the COVID-19 virus, still a very big factor of our lives right now, coming into May, or coming into June, I should say. And of course, the recent happenings with all the protests happening around our nation. So, you know, coming back to session and coming back to Des Moines, are you yourself worried about your own personal safety and the safety of your fellow senators, representatives?
I'm worried about us as far as the COVID virus, that it's far from over. Most of us that are there, I won't say all of us, but most of us there are elderly. You know, the Iowa legislature's a part-time job and doesn't attract a lot of young people, and that doesn't keep young people very long because they move on with other things in their career. So a lot of us are probably in a higher risk than in a lot of occupations. So, yeah, it concerns me, but I think I know how to take care of myself, and if everybody else around me knows how to take care of their self, I don't think we'll have any issues with staying safe, you know, from it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Iowa Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.